This is Fracturing Football, where producers Jack Edwards and Noah Lichtenberg break down the latest in fantasy football news.
Welcome to the very first live show of Fracturing Football. I'm your host, Noah Lichtenberg. Alongside of me, we have my co-host, Jack Edwards.
I'm excited to be here.
And joining us, we have two guests. Would you guys introduce yourselves and tell us what you do at the station?
I'm Max Hurwitz. I'm a junior here at Carmel. And I do lots of stuff at the station, primarily sports related. But yeah, just having a good time.
Yeah, I'm Matt Hostel. I am a junior, and I am a co-host on Breaking Point. We have a show 6 to 7:30 on Thursday mornings. So early morning, good way to help you guys start off the day. So tune in.
So the first topic of this first episode is going to be about quarterbacks and some recent injuries. The most recent one being Carson Palmer breaking his left arm in the last game. And a few weeks ago, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, breaking his collarbone. Mm-hmm. So guys, I'm going to ask you, how does this affect the fantasy status of their teams?
I think that just like destroys them, because the quarterback has such a huge output. They can get up to like, well, easily 15 points at least, and then like 40 easy. You know, it's just a matter of how many yards they throw, which can be over 200 easily, and then touchdowns are a huge part of it. So, like, losing your quarterback is kind of losing your centerpiece.
I agree with that, but only on the basis of wide receivers. So, Carson Palmer, with him out, the status of Larry Fitzgerald, status of John Brown, they're plummeting into the ground. The Packers' status of Jordy Nelson, status of Devontae Adams, all those wide receivers, Randall Cobb, they're all going down. But contradicting that, the running backs, Aaron Jones for the Packers, his value is going to go way up because Brent Hundley, he can't throw the ball. You saw what he did last weekend. He's trash. So Brent Hundley's going to be handed it off a lot to Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is going to be a lot of touches. So he's going to be the primary source of offense for the Packers. And then same with the Cardinals. So Adrian Peterson now, he's going to value is going to soar way up.
And he already had a high value. He had that. His first game with Arizona was like 147 yards and 2 touchdowns, which is insane.
All right, so I personally have Devontae Adams on my team. He's my number one wide receiver. What do you guys think? If you have Devontae Adams or the likes of Larry Fitzgerald and those kind of wide receivers, do you start them even with the backup quarterbacks playing?
See, I'm in this weird situation. I drafted T.Y. because I wasn't thinking when I did. But I drafted T.Y., and he can be good on occasion, especially, I mean, Jacoby Brissett's actually coming into his own. He's starting to play well. So T.Y. is starting to get some more yards, more catches and stuff, but I think that in most cases when you have a star wide receiver and you have a backup quarterback throwing to him, it's kind of hit and miss. You'd have to read your matchup. Like if you're playing the Cleveland Browns or the Indianapolis Colts, like you're gonna want to start him. That's just my opinion.
Couldn't agree more with you, Matt. In one of my leagues I have T.Y. and Larry Fitzgerald on the same team, so it's just been very inconsistent. It's very frustrating, honestly. But back to your question, so it's like what Matt said, it's all based on matchups with if you have a poor quarterback play. So if they're playing a team like Seattle, team like Jacksonville, Detroit with really good defenses, you don't want to start them. But if they're playing the trash Browns, trash Saints, all those teams, the bad defenses, go ahead and start them.
Quarterbacks have been an issue across multiple teams. I mean, you look at Jay Cutler for the Dolphins. I mean, mixed opinions about him. But he is a big part of that offense. You look at guys like Devontae Parker, they're going to be hurt because he's out now. And Matt Moore is the backup. You have some question marks about that. And especially whenever you have Colin Kaepernick in the free agent market, you wonder why some of these guys like Brett Hundley, Matt Moore, why are they starting whenever you got a guy of his caliber in the free agent market?
Look at how San Francisco did last year and tell me that you would still pick up Colin Kaepernick. I have no respect for Colin Kaepernick. I don't think he's a good quarterback. I think it was by chance that he brought him to the Super Bowl. I think he was a one-hit wonder. He had one good season.
What?
It's true.
Dude, put respect on Cap's name. Man.
None.
Dude, Colin Kaepernick, while he might not be an elite quarterback, I completely agree. He's not the best quarterback in the league, not even close to it. But he has starting experience. He has experience that only a few quarterbacks have. He's been to the Super Bowl. He knows what it takes to get the W. Does quarterbacks like Matt Moore know how to do that? No.
Well, I mean, neither did Jacoby Brissett, and he came out and won.
That's not
games
true.
For Patriots. Yeah.
He knew how to get the W.
Right.
Like he was mentored under Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. arguably one of the best combos of all time. So, I mean, if you have the experience and the knowledge and the mindset to beat, if you're a winner.
He's not, though.
Colin Kaepernick got to the Super Bowl.
Then why didn't he win seasons last season?
The 49ers are not a good team. Right. I mean, look at him last year. He played played 12 games, 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Okay, that's actually not kind of bad. That's kind of not bad. That's actually pretty good. Let him send it for 3 field goals. So
defenses. That's another thing that's not talked about enough. They are some of the they are one of the players that can earn you the most points, and they're very unexpected. You gotta pick them up at the right time. And the Jacksonville defense.
Whoa.
In some leagues, they're in the top 20 overall out of all the players against quarterbacks and running backs. They have around 107 points, and they've had 3 games with 20 or more fantasy points. They have a bye week this coming week, but, oh, well, that's actually great for some people if you want to pick them up, because some people will drop them. But they've done really well in odd weeks, which is really interesting. I read a Yahoo article about that. What do you guys think about defenses?
I agree. I mean, defenses and kickers, special teams, and fantasy is undermined. Like, they go in, like, the 15th, 16th round in the draft. Sometimes, like, people just don't even draft them. I don't respect those people. They think they know what they're doing. I mean, come on. The numbers have shown it. Just pick them. They are good.
And something that's incredibly interesting about defenses is that sometimes they can actually hurt you. Like last week, the Chiefs got -5 points in PPR leagues, which really did swing a lot of fantasy leagues, because whenever you're losing points in that position, I mean, it's always going to hurt you. And that's going to be a huge difference in a lot of matchups.
And that's one of the few positions where you can get negative points. Running backs, like on very strange occasions, you can get negative points. Or they get like negative yards. Right.
Another unexpected player, Alex Smith. At the beginning of the season, he wasn't even owned in like 50% of the leagues. He was projected at the beginning of the season to not even be a top 20 scoring QB. And yet, he has the most fantasy points out of any player with 157. What do you guys think?
I did not personally draft Alex Smith, but I found him on the waiver wire right after the draft, so I picked him up immediately. So I have like the top 5 best quarterbacks, arguably. Not all five, but I have 3 out of the 5. It's kind of like too many, but I have Deshaun Watson, Cam Newton, and Alex Smith, and all of those are like great point providers. But Alex Smith came out with 25 points and this past week, and then Cam Newton got 6. So that kind of shows like Cam Newton is elite, but he's not consistent. But then Alex Smith can be very consistent. He's had a few games that are not too great, but then overall, I think that Alex Smith has been a better choice than the other 2 quarterbacks that I have for the most part.
I mean, you look at his games so far this season, the fewest amount of points he's put up is 15 against Pittsburgh. I mean, that's incredible if you're putting up that high numbers that consistently. And that consistency has been present, and putting up 25 against Oakland means that he's not slowing down. And I think with the elite Chiefs offense, when you got guys like Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt, they have an incredible offense that makes it a lot easier for him to be one of the best players in fantasy football.
And Travis Kelce.
I forgot about him. They have so many weapons on that offensive side of the ball. It's truly remarkable.
Yeah, Chiefs, they've been one of the teams that just came out of nowhere in these past couple seasons. Just Alex Smith really coming to his own. After not being very consistent or very good, he just came out. Last season, he had an all right season, but this season was fantastic. So,
haven't they lost the last 2 weeks, though?
I believe they have against Pittsburgh.
Oakland was a fluke. They definitely should have won Oakland.
That game...
1 point.
Was interesting, yeah.
I love that game. What do you guys think about Marshawn's actions? Respect right there.
I had Marshawn in one of my leagues, and I dropped him.
What?
Yep. I had my whole team name was set up behind him. It was beast mode, and I had to drop him.
Even if Marshawn like doesn't produce any numbers, he has to be owned. Like, that's how awesome he is. Like, even if he's bad at fantasy, like, he's just so freaking good. Like, at life. Like, he eats Skittles before the games. And, like, you saw what he did when they hit Derek Carr, or when the Chiefs hit Derek Carr on the late hit. He, like, came off the field, put his helmet on to try to trick the refs to act like he was on the field. And then gets thrown out, then enters the game again as a fan in a disguise. Like, that's awesome. Like, how can you not own this man? Whose man's is this? It should be yours.
not Noah's anymore.
The fantasy production's not there, but
no. He got 0.9
so,
points.
So the story is there.
So he's a man of many wonders.